ויהן דפנן חסם עד א', וירהדן דמישנה, היובום אינאי מחל בתרומה. היובום איז נאט מחל בתרומה, אוססו שישו חדושים בפני הבעל, ושישה חדושים בפני היובון, ואפילו כולם בפני הבעל חוסר יום אחד בפני היובון, אוי כולם בפני היובון חוסר יום אחד בפני הבעל, אינה איכלס בתחומה. So the Gemara says, my time, what is the reason that a Yovam is not machal betrumeh? So the Gemara answers, Kinyin kaspoi omar achmone, fahai kinyin da ochivu. This is not kinyin kaspoi, this is kinyin da ochiv. Let us see Rashi, vai kinyin ochivu. V'chimai yislei, and when the brother died, Pokalei kinyonei. So the kinyon is nifka. It is not his kinyon. It's his brother's kinyon. So in order to be able to be macha betrume, there has to be kinyon kaspoi. It's not kinyon kaspoi, it's kinyon ochiv. And when the brother died, it's pokalei kinyonei. Avulkonso. So now Rashi clears a shaila, what will be the din if the Yovam will be miyavim ha? It's also not kinyan kaspoi. So Rashi says, then arei ishtai lechol dovo, vakosuv koro ishtai, the posse kota ishtai, tichsiv ulekocho loy leisho, the kanya bebiya, he was kaina bebiya. Vechi heicha, the kedushe biya, machilan barusa, diske shavayis ladodi, kach machilan biyevomem. Now, Rashi is saying a mouthful. I'd like to elaborate a little on what Rashi is saying. In the Yisayid HaDvorim, it's in the Avne Miluyim, the Chuvis Simen Yudzayin. Avne Miluyim says as follows. The Pasuk says, "Bekinyin kaspa yoichlu belachmoi," that the kinyin kesef of a koyin eats tume. So the Avne Miluyim says that there are two ways how to learn pshat in this Pasuk. There's one way to learn pshat in the posik, kinyan kaspoi, that means that what is his kesef, that what belongs to him, yeichlu balachmei, so they're allowed to eat truma. The kinyan kesef of a koyin is permitted to eat truma. This includes a behema of a koyin, this includes an evaknani of a koyin, gufay konai, they're called kinyan kaspoi. Now, we learn out from this posik that an arusa also eats trumah. And that's what we have, the Gemara says, Oma ula dvar toir arusa bas yisro lecheles betrumah, shnema vekoyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoi. Now, an arusa is not koniloi, it's not kaspoi, even though it says Hayisha Niknis, it's only a kinyan lagabi isurim, but there's no kinyan, she's not knuyaloi, it's not mamoinoi, it's not kaspoi. So we have to understand what is pshat dvar teira arusa bas yisro lecheles petrume, shenema kain ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoi, vainami kinyan kaspoihu. What does that mean? So he brings a shita mikabetzes on daf nun zayin amid beis, The Shita Mekabetza says, Hainami Kinyan Kaspoi Shekono Bekesef Kedushin Sheloi. That is the Taich Kinyan Kaspoi. He was Kainahar with his Kesef. This is Amiradike Taich. So the Pasik is not speaking about the end result, that she became Kinyan Kaspoi. The Pasuk is speaking about the way he acquired the issues. He acquired the issues through Kinyan Kesef. So it says in the Pasuk, if a person acquires issues through Kinyan Kesef, she's permitted Titum. And if that is Pshat and Pasuk, so I only know she eats truma if he acquired the issues through kesef. What, he acquired the issues through shtar, or he acquired the issues through beer? So he shouldn't be permitted to eat truma. She shouldn't be permitted to eat truma because that's not kinyan kaspoy. If that's what the pasuk says, the pasuk spoke about the oifen he acquired the issues. So Rashi says, the kiddushi biya machilin ba'arusa, the iskish avayis ladodi. So Rashi brings down to solve this problem is iskish avayis ladodi, that we're makish all havayis. So we're makish shtar and biya to kesef. So just like if he gets a kinyan issues through kasboi, she's permitted to eat trume. If he gets a kinyan issues through shtar, through biya, he also is permitted to eat trum. So now Rashi goes a step further. So therefore Rashi says, if I know that if one acquires a kinyan issues through kinyan biya, she's permitted to eat trum. So therefore a yevame, that the Yavam was Miyabim her, will also eat Truma. Because we just said that acquiring a Kinyan Ishus through Biyas Machal Betruma, als the din of Iskish Havayis Ladodi. So that is how Rashi was Mevarer, that a Yavome, that was Miyabim a Yavome, she eats Truma, with this whole Cheshbon. After Iskish Havayis Ladodi, so now we can learn out that the ki heiche de kidushe biya machilin baruse is the skach machilin biya woman. But we have to realize that Rashi is telling us another chiddush. There are chilukei deis in Rishonim. How does yibum work? Is yibum a maise kinyan of ishus? He's miyabim her, so this is the kinyan biya of this is the kinyan biya of ishus, just like you koine be biya an isha, you koine be biya yevome. It's the same thing. There's a Rabbeinu Tam in Yevomis daf mem tesamet beis that says that a Yevom is a lav bas tvisis kedushin. You can't make kedushin in a Yevom. That Pasha the Benetam means out the din Yevom l'shuk. If you hold Yevom l'shuk, she's a lav bas tvisis kedushin, so no one can marry her. And then the Rabbi Netam says a vote, I feel the Yavam also can, is, she's a lav bas tvisis kedushin to the Yavam. The lashon of the Rabbi Netam is as follows. Benetam says, "Leyavam nami lav bas kedushin he. Yavam also is a lav bas tvisis kedushin to the Yavam. Elabiyu de isbo. He only makes a maisa bia. Rabbi Natam learned pshat that the bia of a yevome is not a bia of kedushin. She's a lav bas tvisas kedushin. You can't marry her. She's a woman that you cannot make a maisa kedushin in her. But when he does the mitzvah of yevome yovila, the Torah is hiknu la isha min hashamayim. But it is not a geda of kinyan bia, which is a lav bas tvisas kedushin for the yovam also. That is the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam, I will see, on our text we have Rabbeinu Tam, can never learn like this Rashi. Because if Rashi is trying to prove that a Yevome after Yibum eats Trume because of the Din of Iske Shavayis Ladodi, so that is already assuming that the Bia of a Yevome is the Bia of an Isha. It's the same, it's Kinyan Bia of Ishas. Aye, we see this Chalukim, that a Bia of a Yevom is a Filibaitis also without a Das. Okay, that's Prote Halachis, Abba Lamaisa, this is the Kinyan Bia of Ishas. And therefore is Machal Betrume. Rashi Lamaisa in Yevomis, Dafnun Beis Amadalev says, that Rashi explains why by a Yevome Kesef is not koine and Shtar is not koine. So Rashi says the Ein Kedushin Toifsin be'Eishes Ach is an Isser Eishes Ach on her, so you can't make Kedushin in Eishes Ach. Va'Toyre lo hitirosoi ela kiseidara mitzvah biyudakos v'rachmodem. The Torah was matter the Eishes Ach with Bia. So from Rashi it would seem that Kozman doesn't make Bia, she's an Eishes Ach. So you can't make Kedushin in an Erve. The Maise Bia is the matter. So if it's a matter this Eishes Ach, so now I can make Kedushin Bia. Rashi said we could make Kedushin Kesef also in a Yevome if there wouldn't be an Eishes Ach. But there's still an Eishes Ach. The Maise Bi is Matter. So if the Maise Bi is Matter, the Eishes Ach, now I make Kedushe Bi with the Yevome. That's the Bi is Yevome. This is Shitas Rashi. Now we will see Tosfos. Va'afilu kulon bifnei habal. We hear in the Mishnah that if she was 12 months minus a day bifnei habal, chutz miyei mechod, eina eicheles betrume. Perish bekuntere, so Rashi said pshat, to hu adin afilu kulam bifnei habal, afilu she was 12 complete months by the bal, so then she starts eating trume. But loy ochlo, but she will not continue eating mishemeis. But as soon as the baal dies, so then she'll stop eating. The kinyan kaspei pokala, that lemaisa, she's not married to him anymore. So why did the Mishnah specify that she doesn't eat trume if she was by the baal 12 months minus a day? She would have eaten. Here the Mishnah wants to say she doesn't eat, period. She doesn't eat at all, not by the Baal and not by the Yovam. So that's why the Mishnah says, how is that possible that she doesn't eat not by the Baal, not by the Yovam? That is, if it was 12 months minus a day. So this is Shitas Rashi. Ula Rabbeinu Tam nire. Tahach droshe de dorish bigmore kinyin kaspay omar rachmone. That kinyin kaspay eats. Vahai kinyan da'ochifu, this is his brother's kinyan. And that is why he doesn't eat. Asmachta Balmo. This is an asmachta. And perhaps later we'll try to explain how the, what the mashmois of the asmachta is. But before we understand the asmachta, well, let us see what the Rabbeinu Tam says. The midiraisa mechel ochlo. That a shemeres yovam, that a shemeres yovam that's zekuke to a yovam, minatere she eats truma. Now, we have to understand this. How does she eat truma? L'cheire Rashi is very understandable. Her husband died. She's not married anymore to her husband. The yovam wasn't miyavim her. She's zokuk lehis yabim. So why doesn't she, how can she eat truma min ha-teir according to the Rabbeinu Tam? So we'll see later in the Loshon of the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ritva and Yevomis brings down perhaps a little clearer, that the Rabbeinu Tam held that a shemeres yovam is a din of an arusa to the yovam. When we learn Yevomis, we learn there's a din of Yesh Zike, that the Yevom possesses a Zike in the Yevomit. But learning through Yevomis, it would seem that this is a Derabonon Dika Halacha, but it seems that Rabbeinu Tam held that this was a Deraisa Dika Halacha. That means that she's married to the Yevom. And Achsach Meir, there's Aran in the Dorim that says that the reason why a Yevomah Leshuk is also, why is there a lav? Because she's married to the Yevom. The Yevom is Ishus in her, but it's not an Ishus that's Chayev Koris, it's an Ishus that's Chayev Alav. So Rabbeinu Tam learned that min ha-teira she's married to the Yevom. The husband died, 100%, she's not married to the husband anymore. She's married to the Yevom. And if the Yevom is a Kohen, and that's what we're speaking about, and she's a Bas Yisrael, so Bas Yisrael, a Kohen, eats Trumah. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam Zicha did not learn, like we had mentioned before, according to Rashi, that you only eat Trumah if you made Kinyan Kesef, or Kinyan Shtar, or Kinyan Biyeh, because a Yevom didn't make any of them. The Rabbeinu Tam did not learn this. Every Yevom doesn't make Kinyan Biyeh. As we mentioned before, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Yevom is a Labas Bis exclusion. So the Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat that the gather is a wife eats truma. A wife eats truma. And I saw one of the Rishonim brings down the Rabbeinu Tam holds this whole Kinyan Kaspa is also not an Emes Adrosha. That's talking about a Behema or an Eveknani. That what a wife eats truma is called Terbeveischa Yechel Kodesh. That's speaking about that a wife eats truma, finished. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam learned. So Memele, Rabbeinu Tam held that a Shemeres Yavam is a wife to the Yavam. So Minatere she eats truma. Now, so why doesn't she eat truma? So what's wrong over here? Ulefi Mishneh Rishayin, according to the Mishneh Rishayin, Heched Da'ochlo B'chayei Habal. If she ate b'chayei habal. Now, how, if she ate, that means after 12 months, she starts eating trumah. Now, why does she eat trumah after 12 months? So we had heard, the reason she didn't eat trumah till the 12 months, we're afraid shamotashke, maybe she'll give her brothers and sisters some trumah. After 12 months, miyachad lo duchte, she has a private kitchen. I don't have to be afraid of that. We had another svare that till 12 months, maybe she's a balas mum, maybe the whole thing is kedushay toys. After 12 months, he's boydika. He's boydik through his kreivis. Before he gives her money for food, he wants to find out he's not throwing away his money. So he is boydika, abdikas chutz through his kreivis. He asks the kreivis if they see any mumim. And so now he's assured that it's not a mekach tois. So that is why, after 12 months, she's permitted to eat truma afilu midarabonim. So olafi mishnah rishayin heicha da ochlo b'chaye habal. So if she would have been 12 months by the baal, 12 months had passed by and she started eating truma by the baal, so that means there's no chash anymore that she's a balas mum. There's no chash anymore that shemotashke oicheles nami bezika shem. So why shouldn't she continue eating by the yovel? And that's what the Mishnah says, midiktoni vafilu kulom bifnei habal chutz miyaymecha. So let's find the Mishnah elach, the Rabbeinu Tam said. The Mishnah says, even though she was married 12 months minus a day by the Baal, she still can't eat truma, 100%. Because 12 months minus a day, there was as yet not a meyachid lo duchte. As yet, there was not a bedike from the kreives. So memela. So that's why he died. She can't eat truma. Mashma hakulon bifnei habal. But if there were 12 months bifnei habal, and she started eating by the baal, so icheles, she can continue eating. And God, we don't have this in our Taisus, but the Taisus HaRosh says, the Rabbeinu Tam made a mirror the Kediyik. It says, Hayovom Einoi Machl. Why do you talk about the Yovom? Talk about the Yovom. Say, Hayovom Einoi Chelas. Why are you talking about Hayovom? Hayovom Einoi Machl. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that means that the Yovom cannot be the Sibit to give her to eat if she didn't eat till now. He can't be the machel. But if she started eating already, she'll continue eating. But he can't be the machel. If the baal wasn't a machel, he can't be a machel. That is what it says in the Mishnah. So one raya is from the Mishnah, that if she was 12 months by the baal and she started eating already, so she'll continue eating. Why not? She's now considered the wife of the Yavam, Minatayre. Ba'oit, Raya number 2. Disnan bepilkin beseder Mishnah Yerushalmis, Higiyaz man v'loinosu, Vagoz man came, 12 months passed by, and he didn't marry her. Oishemesu ba'aleim, a second case, to the Giyas man, and the husbands died, Oichlis Mishaloi, Oichlis Betume. So it says Klob, that after Agos man, and it's Mesu, so that means she's Okukli Yovam, Mash Mekshe Mesu Baalayim, Shayovam Achilam, Beloi Biye, Dumye the Agos man, the Mayri Beloi Nosu. He says, so the Yerushalmi is telling us, that after Agos man, you do not need the nisuin of the first husband, and you do not need the bia of the yavam, as long as this was Agos man, and the chashas were taken care of, there's no chash mumin, there's no chash emetashke, so then she can continue eating trume. The yache bia, if the Yerushalmi means after bia, pshita the ishtei gemuri, she's a wife, a wife eats truma, called her bebeis reyechul kodesh. A wife eats truma, so why shouldn't she eat truma? That's raya number 2. Raya number 3. Void may be raya, bedesanya betesefte. Zu mishnah rishayne. Betesefte means that the mishnah rishayne, that after hagoz man, she eats truma. Abiseinu amru. But the Mishnah Achreina holds, Eine Ishe Eicheles Betrume Atshe Tikonis L'chupe. An Ishe cannot eat till Tikonis L'chupe. V'loyayevome Atshe Tiboil. That's what the Mishnah Achreina holds. But what did the Mishnah Rishayna hold? Just like you don't need chuppah by the husband, you don't need bila by the yavam. Now he's going to explain. V'hainu taime. The Mishnah Rishayna, the chshoy ochlo b'chayei habal. If she did not as yet eat b'chayei habal, Eina eichelis, she can't eat by the yavam. Dikele meichesh le simpum. We could be afraid. Maybe she has mumim. Uleshem otashke, if she was only by her husband 12 months minus a day. So we have here these shoshes. So how could she eat by the yavam? So she's married to the yavam. She was married to the Baal also. But the Rabbonon said that this marriage mit the Rabbonon cannot be machal ha-betrume because Shema Tashke, Shema Yeshba Mumim. Dok even the loy giyas man bechaye yabal, since there was no agos man bechaye yabal, loy bodaklo. So he wasn't bodaklo. Now, for practical purposes, it would be better for me to say ve'enai. Now, Taisus is talking about the yavam. Ve'enai chayiv b'mzeinai sel. Now, the yavam, now what do we say? That the baal is by the car when he becomes mechuyiv b'mzeinai sel. And then that takes off all the problems of shematashke, because he's miachad lo duchte, and takes off the problems of simpim. Because he's Baidika. My the Yavam, afilu she's zokuk to the Yavam more than 12 months. Ve'ine chayv mezaynis sel. He's not chayv to give him mezaynis. There's no chiyuv bechlal on a Yavam to give mezaynis. Elim kein omad bedin abor, kedam rinem bachaylis. Unless bezn shleptum tadin teire, nivayin the way, then he's mechuyiv to give mezaynis. But like this, if there was no amad bedin, Bezen did not slap him to Adin Teire, so he's not chayav to give mezainis. So therefore, a yavam, v'loy miyachad lo duchte, so a yavam will never be miyachad lo duchte, because why should miyachad lo duchte? He's not giving him mezainis. V'taime, why isn't he chayav be mezainis? What is he different than a baal? Mishum shein derech la'acher al miyad hu rogel elach leitzel liyabim. Lekach leitikta la mezainis miyavim kama shetikta mezainis by goz man debal. So memele, the reason Chazal never made a takona, because with a yavim, that means by a baal, they made erisin. When is the nesuin going to be? It's kama chayin kud mechmogin. Well, there'll be in time of Nisun. The Baal doesn't want to rush. He doesn't want to rush. The Chazal said that Al Kaponim, she is a Tviya, after 12 months, you should make Nisun already. But Al Kaponim, so because of this Tviya, they knew people they can take it easy. There's Eris and he's married, there's a Paspasali, so he's not in a rush to get married, so the Chazal wanted to make sure that after 12 months, he starts giving kamezainis. But by a yavam, there's no shlepanish. The shein derech la'acher, el miyat, hu rogel elach leitzel liyabim. It's one of the two. If he's not interested, he'll give a chalitza right away. If he is interested, he'll be miyabim. So this takonim of Yud Beis Chodesh should be Mechayev Mezainis is not at all applicable by a Yavam. Avol. So that is if she did not eat 12 months by the Baal. Avol k'sha'ochlo b'chaye ha'Baal. But what is if she ate b'chaye ha'Baal? Sulek alameichesh l'simpim. So now, if she ate already, there's nothing to be afraid of. Uleshemo tashkenami lekelamechich, the kivin the higiezman. Now, by the Baal, if she was 12 months already by the Baal, so kivin the higiezman, miyachid lo duchte bevei savio, mistoma oichele shom becholsho, so memele, he he was miyachid la duchte, he hired an apartment for her. So Mr. Menash eats already, ve'ena zoza mim kaima. Now this is Emerson very modern to understand. That means bishloime, the baal, what's it, miyachid la duchte? I mean, like this, she was eating together with her parents and the mishpoche. It comes 12 months, now he's starting to give, now he has to give mezainis. And the husband is very afraid. I mean, he'll start giving mezainis, and there's 10 brothers and 10 sisters and a father and who knows what. And he'll start giving, and each one will say, give me, give me. So Lamaisa, pretty soon he'll be supporting a big family ready before the nisuin. So in order to make sure this calamity should not occur, is miyachad la duchte. So what's a miyachad la duchte? He goes and he hires an apartment for her. And then she eats there. Miyachad la duchte. He has to find a place for her to eat. Where did he get a hold of this place? Somebody found an apartment for her that she eats. You eat here now. This is you're married already. It's nisuin. You're not together with your father. We're more or less married. You eat in your apartment. Fine. So that is what the husband does. That is what the husband does, calls man he's alive. Now the Rabbeinu Tam is a murder kechidish. Now the husband died. So now the Rabbeinu Tam says, now the Yovam continues giving her teeth. Aye, maybe it'll be Shemetashke. So many times said, no, listen, she has a private apartment, loizosamisham. She's there already, she'll never go back to her family, she's there already. Shah, who's gonna pay the rent the whole time? That's a big shaila. I mean, the Rabbeinu Tam, he takes it for granted. I mean, it's miyachad lo duchte. It's very interesting. The Tosfos HaRosh says, the Tosfos HaRosh brings down the Rabbeinu Tam. He didn't assume that it's so posh that it's still miyachad lo duchte after her husband died. But he says, since she started eating truma, we can't make any dreidlach already. Now, stop, because the Shematashke, Chazal didn't do such a thing. We said she doesn't eat truma till Talgozman. After Talgozman, we said she eats truma. Now she went back. We don't make any dreidlach. I mean, this is ridiculous. So Memele, so that's what the Tosfos HaRosh brings down from the Rabbeinu Tam, which practically makes more sense. But here the Rabbeinu Tam says, Ve'ein ezozamim kaima, echela sham b'chol shah, ve'ein ezozamim kaima. So Memele, there's no chash anymore of Shematashke. There's no shash anymore of Simpin. The husband, the mace took care of everything. So now she'll talk as if she was 12 months by the mace, by the baal, so then the yom will be machel. Will continue to be machel. He doesn't start to be machel, but continue. Bimtaima umeyacha de midaraisa ochlo minateira sheyitz kshenoflo minanisuyin lama sura la mishna achoina acheti boil. So if snoflo minanisuyin like this, The Gemara will say later, the Tam of the Mishnah Achrayna is, they were afraid of Simpon, of Mumim, that's what they were afraid of. And this B'dike of Bodaklob, that's called a B'dike Schut, that's a superficial B'dike, could be, this is not sufficient proof that's really Kedushin. He's giving money now, but he's not 100% convinced that Itaka wants to marry her. So the proof of the pudding that she's not a balasmim, it comes about by the chuppah, then he's by the kab, the gespnim, and then we know for sure that is no mum. So that's why the Mishnah Chayna holds eina isha, and that takes away the chash of mumin, of simpin. So Tosfos asks, so that's very good, if she was only an arusa by the Baal, and now the Baal died, so according to the Mishnah Achayne, she can't eat truma till it'll be miyabba, because there's still a chash of simpan. But what if she was on the sewer by the Baal? So then there was already a bedikas pnim, some amela, so there's no chash of mumim anymore. So why does it say in the Baraisa according to the Mishnah Achayne, why didn't it be here for? There's a kinyan now. Chash of simpum is not not shaykh. There's no chash of simpum. So mamela, so why can he be machel betruma? That's Tosfos kasha. Miachin de meraisa ochlo kshenaflo minesum lo masur la mishtachinat sheti boil. By the first husband. Yeshloima, so Tosfos says, the ma'acher she'osru aruso she'igiyaz mano. Since they assailed an aruso she'igiyaz mano, the Mishnah Achrayna assailed an aruso she'igiyaz mano, ad Shetiboil, also nami biyevome, so they asked already, and the suwa also, shimdevachalf, bo, shesteim's man knisos on lauta. That means, people will not differentiate between an arusa and a suwa, and this Yevome does eat Trume, this Yevome doesn't eat Trume. So my mail, they said already, a Yevome only eats Trume, Mishiti boil. Avoktsas Koshe. But Taisus has another Kashe. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it comes out as a Moiradike Chiddish, that Hashem, a Yevom has a Kinyan Ishus min HaTeire in a Yevome, and that Kinyan Ishus is Machel Betrume. So Tosfos asks, Ich Shiven, here Tosfos spills the beans of what the Shitas Rabbi Natam is. Ich Shive Yevome Kinyan Kaspoy de Yevom. If a Yevome is really called the wife of the Yevom, Zike gives him a din issues. This other comma be Yevomis peperik almone, kabi hodis nan, hayovom poisel ve'enei machel. It says two aloches. If you have a bas koyin, and she's zekuke liyovom, to a Yisrael, the Yevom is a Yisrael, and she's a bas koyin, so it says hayovom poisel. Ve'enei machel. And if it's the other way around, that if she's a Bas Yisrael and he's a Kohen, eini machel. So now the Gemara in Yevomis explains, why is it that a Yevom is Poisel? I Bas Kohen li Yisraelu. So why does this Yisrael Pasel her? So the Gemara says, it says in the Posik, Vishova al Beis Aviyo Kinureo. Now, when does a Bas Koyen eat Trume? When a Bas Koyen that got married to a Yisrael, when does she eat Trume? When her husband died and she returns to her father. Now, since this Bas Koyen is a Zekuke to a Yisrael, she can't go back to her father, she's still Zekuke to him, so felt in Vishovel Beis Aviyah. So since Felton Vishovo Beis Aviyo, so that is why she doesn't eat Tumen. Fact Tosfos. So that's a very interesting drosha that since it says a Bas Koyen only eats Tumen when she returns, she can't return. She's still Mekusha to the Yovam. Havale Lameima the Hokanya. Why didn't the Gemara say a push to Zach? She's his wife. You're asking a kasha why a baskoyin that's zokuk tayovam, why she doesn't need truma. The Rabbi Natan will tell you why she doesn't need truma, because zike is an issue. She's married to a zor. So why do you have to say v'shavu beisavia? Kedam b'hosam gabi eirisin. It says also eirisin is poisel v'nei machel. Eirisin is poisel because d'akanya, because she's the a bas koyin li Yisrael, she's the wife of the Yisrael. So the Gemara should have said the same lashon over here. And this is Akasha under Rabbi Natan, because Rabbi Natan holds that she is his wife. Vishleimer, the Vishover base of Yosa, Lemivsel Baskoin Li Yisrael, Lemedic, Homi Ikore Layochel, Kidiyom Arosam, Imkein Layata Lishemeres Yavim, Lohikoma, Vishoverksi, Kleimer, Davka Oiso Shashover base of Yavosaisis Kukuli Yavim, and his Shover. Now, let's just explain for 2 minutes what Tosfos is saying over here. If you would ask us, how do I know if a Bas Koyin married a Yisrael that she doesn't need Truma? So we would say, oh, it's enough in the Pasuk in Chumash, Bas Koyin, Kisil Yizor, Hibet Tumas HaKadoshim Loisoich, enough in the Pasuk. That's if we would learn Chumash without learning Gemara. But the Gemara in Yevama says, this pasuk of Baskayin Kisili Yizor is talking about something else. Baskayin Kisivoyli Yizor, that she was nibble from Psuleiko, Hibetrumas HaKadoshim Loisecho. This pasuk is not at all speaking about she married a Zor. This pasuk is speaking about something else. So the Gemara says, how do you know if she married a Zor, she's also Betrumas? So the Gemara says, you know how you know this? I'll tell you, because the Pasuk says, if a husband died, v'shavol be'isavio. So it seems from this that Kozman, the husband, didn't die, she wasn't allowed to eat trume. So from v'shavol be'isavio, I know that a Bas Yisrael, that Maskoyin, that married a Zor, she's not allowed to eat trume. So the whole Mekoyer of Maskoyin, she nis'arso l'Zor, is not allowed to eat truma is from Vishava. So he must bring the right posik. Vishava is not a posik on a Yevome. The Vishava is a posik on a Naruse. So the Gemara brought the right posik. Now let us just see innovating, because that's what Taish was saying. Yishleimit the Vishava beisaviyah, also le mivsul baskoyin li Yisrael. From here we know a baskoyin that married a Yisrael. Lemedik to be medaik homi ikore before her husband died loyochlo. This is the makar. Kediyom arosom imkein loy eyata l'shemereshom. This is not a new droshe for shemereshovim. Elohochi koma v'shovo ksiv kloima davke oiso sheshovel beisavio. The woman that her husband is dead and she can go back al beisavia avozoish is the kukol yavam ain oshava shreich shuvikila knuya loy, she's married to the yavam, she's married to the yavam, so just like every bas koyin that's married to a yisrael doesn't need truma al the pasuk of vishava, so a yavam also doesn't need al the pasuk of vishava. So this is the shita sarabeinu tam. That Rabbi Natan holds that that a Yavam Koyin is Einei Machel. He can't start giving her to eat because of the Isurim de Rabbonon. With the Rabbonon, so his Kinyan in the Tosfos HaRosh, he says the Asmachta goes as follows. That high kinyan de ochivu, that means that it says kinyan kaspa yoichlo belachme va kinyan de ochiv. So that means the kinyan of the brother who sent kinyan kaspa. So if that kinyan was machel, so then the yovam could continue being machel. But if that kinyan was never machal mid the rabbonon, so the yovam can't be machal. That is pshat. You look a Yovam cannot be a maschel. He can't be a machel. He cannot be a mamshech. So, Memele, you look, did she eat from the Ochiv? If she ate from the Ochiv, she can continue eating. If she didn't eat from the Ochiv, so then he doesn't start eating because of the Rabbon of the Ketayim. Zokte Gemorre weiter. Osu so shisha chadoshim bifnei habal. We hear in the Mishneh that if she ate six chadoshim bifnei habal, six chadoshim bifnei hayovam, she doesn't eat truma. Then it says, nafilu yudbeis chadoshim chosuyin echad bifnei habal. That's that. And then it says, afilu yudbeis chadoshim bifnei hayovam. And Yoim Echad Bifnei Abal, she also doesn't eat. So we have here three bovis. So the Gemara is asking, Hashta Bifnei Abal Amrit Loi Bifnei Hayovam Miboy. So the Gemara answers, Zu Vein Tzorch Loi Mezuk Toni. Let us see Rashi. Hashta Bifnei Abal. So Rashi learns the Kash of the Gemara is on the third bovis from the second bovis. The second Bava said she was 12 months minus a day by the Baal. Now let's remember again Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita holds a Yovan Bechlal can be Machu. And Rashi Shita is as soon as the Baal dies is Poka Kinyone. So the Gemara is asking Akash as follows. Hashta Bifnei HaBaal Chutz Miyoyim Echot. The second case. She was by the Baal 12 months minus a day. Amrit loy ochlo. She said she doesn't eat. Why doesn't she eat? Why she doesn't eat? Because her husband died. She doesn't have a husband anymore. So Mamela, how can she eat? So she can't eat. She just lost her husband. So even though she was 12 months minus, but she can't eat now. She lost her husband. So. Kulam bifnei hayovam, dal yodai ein lo lechel, de lav kinyonehi, mi boile le meime de lo yachlo. So memele, do you have to say, so why do you have to say this? That means, if we say she was married for 12 months minus a day, but the minute her husband dies, she can't eat, so then he says, you know, and if she's married one day, she also can't eat. Shkayach. I mean, so what are you telling me? One day in 12 months by the Yovam. So that's Rashi's Girsa. So my answer is Zu Vein Tzor Loi Mezuk Toni. Now. Hashte Bifnei Abal Amrit Loi. Bifnei hayovam miboy. Ochi gasinen. Loizu afsuk toni. So Taisus learns, loy miboy, that the Gemara's kash is not from the second bova to the third bova. The Gemara's kash because the Taisarosh says that Rabbi Netam never was geiris the third bova. Because let's understand this. The third bava, what does it say in the third bava? The third bava says, 12 months minus a day by the Yovam, she doesn't eat. So just like the Rabbeinu Tam was medayik from the Mishneh, 12 months by the Baal minus a day doesn't eat, but 12 months completely by the Baal does eat. So the Rishonim is kakashu, let's make the same dig by the Yovam also. 12 months minus a day does not eat, but 12 months does eat. And the Rebbeinu Tam says she doesn't eat. So the Rishonim said he wasn't geiris b'chlal this third bovet. So this kasha, what Rashi said, is there's no such bovet. So now the Gemara's kasha is from the first bovet and the second bovet. Hori gasin loizu avzuk toni. The Gemara asked the kasha. Hashte bevnei abal amrit loy. That means we're asking on the second bovet. The second Bava says that if she was 12 months by the Baal, minus a day she doesn't need. So if she was 6 months by the Baal, she doesn't need. So why do you need the first Bava for? Let it say the second Bava. Ochasina, lo yizawab suktani. Lo yimi boi shisha chadosh mifnei Baal vashisha mifnei yovim de lo yochlo. Afilakulam mifnei Baal chutz miyay mechad lo yochlo. So the Kelsa, the Gemara's kasha was there's only two bovas to begin with. The Gemara says, why do you need the first bova? If it says she was 12 months by the Baal, Savada Givis, and it still doesn't help, Savada Givis was 6 months by the Baal. Chemechir Birushalmi, the Mephorosh.
Zog the Gemara weiter. Zu Mishnah Rishayna. My time. Omar Ula Vitaima Rav Shmuel by Yehude Mishum Simpel. What is the tam of the Mishnah Achoine? The Mishnah Achoine holds that after a goes man, she also can eat. So the Mishnah Achoine holds the tam is out simple. The Mishnah Rishoine held according to Ula, the tam was out Al Shematashke. So Mamela after Hagor's man, there's no problem of Shematashke. The Mishnah Chayne says, but there's another problem of Simpen. So Mamela, so therefore we have to wait for the Chuppah. So the Gemara says, Bishloime Lule, Kamaise Shemayimzegulo Kais Bebeisavia. According to Ula, the Mishnah Rishayna held the reason is Shemayim Zgulokais Bebei Saviya. Ubas Raise Mishum Simpen. And the Mishnah Chayinim holds Al Simpen, so it's very good. Elol Rav Shmur Ba Yehuda Kamaise Mishum Simpen. Ubas Raise Mishum Simpen. My Benayah, so he doesn't understand that the Mishnah Rishayna also held that the tam that she doesn't eat the tam she doesn't eat trum is al simpan, and it seems by a gozman he's by the car. So memele, so what happened? So the Mishnah Rishayna held that by a gozman he's by the car. Mishnah Chayin held, no, you have to wait for Chuppah to be by the car. What's the difference between, what's the machloikas? Ike benayu bedikas chutz. The machloikas is a superficial bedika. A bedika yedei kreivis. Mal sova bedikas chutz shmo bedike. Umar sova bedikas chutz loy shmo bedike. Let us see Rashi. Elo l'Rav Shmur by Yehuda. The Omer la'el nami tam Mishnah Rishayne Mishum Simpun. V'hashte tam Mishnah Rishayne Mishum Simpun. V'hashte nami muki tam bezen shalacheye Mishum Simpun. Mai binayu. Kloima. Maro Rishaynim la'tira mihegi ezman. Ve'ilach. So what's the hold out moment? And the Rishayim held that after Hagos Zman, Rishayim held after Hagos Zman that Lamaisin is not Shashev Simpon. And why did Achayim hold you need, why did Achayim hold that you need Chuppah? Maro Achayim loimach shetikonis l'chuppah. Mar Sovo Mishnah Rishayim bedikas chutz. Shabotko biyad kroivoisov. That means before he started giving kamezaines, so he asked his kroivis to be baidika. Shmo bedikis, that's a bedike. Vekoidem sheyoitzi mo oisov bimzaineisel. Kvar botko, before he spends money of giving mezaines, so he asks his kroivis to be baidika. Hilkarsu lechashin on the simpon, so not chayish anymore for simpon. And abdikas chutz is sufficient, and they weren't chayish, that means, they weren't chayish, that is a mum shebifnim, and he'll be mevatel the kedushin because of that mum. ובזני של אחריים סוברי אינו בדיקה עד שמשחד אימו הוא עצמוי ובויתקו. And the Mishnah Achreina holds that no, the immediate the bdikas pnim in Kozman there's no bdikas pnim, so memele so wechayish for mumin. That's why so one of the Rishonim speak out that with the Mishnah Achreina speaking about there was not a base hamelchatz in the shtot. That means if there was a Beis HaMelchus in the Shtot, they all used a common bathhouse, so Memela from his Kroivis, he could find out all Mumim, could find out Mumim Shebefnim also. Now it's speaking about that there was no Beis HaMelchus, there was no common Beis HaMelchus. So Memela, so therefore it doesn't... So therefore it's not a good bdika till the chuppah.